Anyone know what that is? That's music to my ears. That's another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify makes it simple to sell to anyone from anywhere. Whether you're selling shirts or sandals, start selling with Shopify and join the platform simplifying commerce for millions of businesses worldwide. With Shopify, you'll customize your online store to your brand, discover new customers, and build relationships that will keep them coming back. Shopify covers all the sales channels to successfully grow your business, from an in-person POS system to an all-in-one e-commerce platform, even across social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And thanks to 24/7 support and free on-demand business courses, Shopify is here to help you succeed every step of the way. It's how every minute, new sellers around the world make their first sale with Shopify. And you can do it too. I love how Shopify makes it simple for anyone to sell their products anywhere. Whether they're ebooks or earrings, Shopify simplifies starting and running your own successful business. When you're ready to take your idea to the world, do it with Shopify, the commerce platform powering millions of businesses down the street and around the globe. Now it's your turn to try Shopify for free and start selling anywhere. So sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/C-Suite, all lowercase on C-Suite. Go to shopify.com/C-Suite, all lowercase on C-Suite to start selling online today. Shopify.com/C-Suite.
You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, and especially our community pharmacy owners. Do you ever feel like you're getting pushed to do more with less? There's a product out there I'd like you to take a look at. Doing more for your pharmacy and more for your patients is important. I'm talking about the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. For the same copay for your patients as pen needles alone, the UltiGuard Safe Pack provides 100 premium pen needles and a sharps container all in one. When pharmacies dispense the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, they see consistently higher revenue and higher margins. Check this product out today and let us know what you think. Go to www.UltiGuardSafePack/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack/podcast. You can get a free sample pack on the website. Thanks for all you do as frontline healthcare providers, and thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
We're here to tell you, oh my gosh, I jumped off the proverbial cliff. I flatlined, and here's how I bounced back.
Welcome to the Corpreneur Podcast. I'm Ann Arvizu, and I'm inviting you to hop on the fast track from corporate to freedom.
Freedom.
Executive experience combined with the mindset of successful entrepreneurship will leave you unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
This content will help you become centered, open, resilient, and energized.
Energized.
So you can build your business, balance your life, and leave your legacy. Ready to unleash your core power? Let's go.
Hello, Corpreneurs. Welcome back to the show. Ann Arvizu here, and I'm thrilled to release episode 10. I'm flying solo today, and I have a lot to say, so let me dive in. I have some news and some updates, and then I'm going to take you on a little trip down memory lane. So lean in, open up, and enjoy. Today's episode should inspire you to think bigger. First and foremost, before I dive in, I want to thank my team. Suzanne, V, Ian, Christy. Yes, you heard it right. I have two Christies in my world, and they both spell their name the same way. Christian, Jonah, and Jesse, for jumping in this year and doing all the things that bring this radio program to life. You guys are awesome. You're rock stars. Thank you. It really does take a village to midwife a podcast. So I also want to thank Todd Ury, founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. He is the behind-the-scenes voice of hundreds of thousands of pharmacists. Did you know that? and we are thrilled to be a featured show on the PPN. Did you see the movie How to Train Your Dragon? It's like he created this magical hive for all of us pharma types to gather under one roof and talk about so many of the things that matter in healthcare today. And we resonate in science and entrepreneurship and business and patient care all in one place. You can hear his story on episode 9. I am also amazed at our listeners. You are awesome. You are so thirsty for this message, and I love receiving your comments and connecting with you on LinkedIn. If you have a comment, question, or idea for the show, I'd be happy to consider it. You can fill out a connect form on my website at annarvizu.com. Now, here's a great quote for you. I think you're going to resonate with what this gentleman has to say. We have only started on our development of our country. We have not as yet, with all our talk of wonderful progress, done more than scratch the surface. The progress has been wonderful enough, but when we compare what we have done with what there is still to do, then our past accomplishments are as nothing. When we consider that more power is used merely in plowing the soil than is used in all the industrial establishments of the country put together, an inkling comes out of how much opportunity there still is ahead. And now, with so many countries of the world in ferment and with so much unrest everywhere, is an excellent time now to suggest something of the things that may be done in the light of what has been done. Those words were written by Henry T. Ford in 1922. And I believe these are words that are echoing for us today. I got chills when I read that quote because there is so much opportunity. Everybody's talking about how bad it is. And I am talking to you about opportunity today. These are words that echo for us today. How are you right now in your career? I mean, really, how many of you have your soul like just sucked dry in the career you're in right now? You just can't stand going to work on a Monday. How many of you feel underpaid or undervalued? Or you just feel stuck in a place where, okay, this is my security, this is my job, but really what I want to do is ... fill in the blank. Maybe you've dreamt of a life of freedom, autonomy, impact, maybe legacy, but you don't see how to transition out, and you haven't quite started walking on the bridge of what's possible. That's what Corpreneur is all about. I'm here to help you build, and in every single one of our episodes, we're giving you tips and strategies to help figure out what your exit plan could be, or how to make your business a little better, or how to achieve a little bit more about work. And it's really, really important because if you have a vision to write a book, a voice to launch your own radio or TV show, or an idea to start a business that you think, you know, that would be really something that would help me and so many others, you can do it. You'll be successful if you tap into your core power. And that's what being a Corpreneur is really all about. CORE is an acronym, and I trademarked it, and it stands for being centered, open, resilient, and energized. That's the CORE in Corpreneur. These are the top qualities, in my mind, that guide your true north. My team and I soft launched the Corpreneur podcast earlier this year to help leaders like you thrive, where you are now in whatever job or career pursuit, and equip you to transition into or out of, into your next endeavor, into your great work. Over the coming few weeks, you'll see some social posts on social media to mark and highlight our official launch on the PPN. I hope you enjoy. You'll see them everywhere, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. So follow me. And if you follow me and you send me a note and you just put hashtag Corpreneur, I will follow you back. So I'm going to help you build your business along the way. Now, my news today begins with a little bit of a backstory. I shifted this year, just like many people did. My business shifted. And I was already, though,
running headlong into where I see business going in the next decade. I'm a bit of a futurist, and I saw everybody else thinking about their next move when we were already moving, because motion like that was possible because my team and I had a vision set last year. We were ready for the next 5 years in December. And so therefore, we just accelerated what we were going to do and made some new decisions. Okay, what's coming out first? What's coming out next? Let's redo the timelines. We're moving into an age of not linear timelines. We're moving, and we already are, in an age of AI, in an age of infinitesimal movement in every direction in terms of data and data processing. And three of the key pillars in any effective decision-making process are access to quality information, realistic analysis of facts and data, and timeliness. I created the Corpreneur Podcast to bring real-life lessons by successful entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial leaders. They don't have to all be entrepreneurs. I'll get CEOs of companies here and see what they think is the secret sauce of healthcare today and business today, so that you can use these nuggets of wisdom to create your own side hustle or move full-time into autonomy and entrepreneurship and better health, like not hating Mondays. We're suffering with mental health crises right now. And the reality is that millions of people are unemployed, millions of businesses have closed, and people need to rebuild, recover, and reconnect. So throughout the COVID-19 health and economic crisis, small businesses like mine have stood tall, if they have stood, and they've really needed to quickly shift their business models to survive. So believe you me, I've never worked harder or faster in my life than I have since this March. We're all challenged right now to seize new opportunities. So whether you're starting up or starting over, you can succeed in business during this challenging time. And everything that we will be launching between now and the summer of 2021 is going to be here to help you navigate the delicate road to rebuilding. So many great stories. Now, let's take that walk down memory lane. Back in episode one in May, my very first episode, The Rise of the Corpreneur, came out. That was really the soft launch of the Corpreneur Podcast, but that episode was actually recorded in January. And I was so excited to finally launch the show because it took a year to really craft it, hone it, think about it, brand it, get all the stuff that goes along with podcasting together. It's not something that you want to throw together overnight if you want an actual lasting show, because people want good audio quality. People want great content. And this is a cost maker in a business. It's not a cost saver. It's something that I spend money on because I believe it's a worthy thing for you to receive free some of my advice. It also helps people get to know me, my heart, and my company better than they could have if they didn't know me and the people that I'm connected to. So my response to COVID-19 was to make sure we got this podcast off the ground, and my heart and soul as one of the divisions of my business is to empower entrepreneurs or executives in transition, especially women, and especially women in healthcare. There's some great quotes on every one of my episodes. If you haven't heard episode one, geez, I said so many things. I gave you the story of how I received this download to create this piece of my business. And that came 11 years ago. And that's finally being launched this year. Actually, it was launched before, but under a different name. It's really being rebranded, relaunched. And with every bit of what we can teach, teaching people to be entrepreneurs, teaching people to create a seven-figure consulting firm, and just lifting the general value proposition of who is it, and just lifting the kind of general value proposition of who are you really?
What's in your core? I said on that show, every hurt, every trauma, every setback becomes fuel for your story. All is preparation. And I know that entrepreneurship is invigorating and soul-crushing all at once, but boy, this is my swim lane, and I'm excited about it. In episode 2, my guest was Allie Brown. She's one of the world's most recognized business coaches for women entrepreneurs and thought leaders, and she gathers a team around her of women all making over 7 figures. I'm part of her group, The Trust, and I'm excited about that because that's what we need moving forward into this new era that we're already in. We need trust. We need people we can trust. We need a circle of trust around us. And I'm really excited about that program because you can learn in that program if you want to create something like IP, intellectual property. Allie's going to tell you to have a good trademark attorney. She's going to give you some really great tips on how to claim your worth in that episode if you haven't heard it. In episode 3, I had leadership expert Carrie Wilkerson. She's a best-selling author and motivational speaker. She wrote The Barefoot Executive. And she's like one of those people, I can call her a friend-tor. Like, she's a friend, but she's also been a mentor. And she talks about women in business, the natural qualities of a leader, and what leadership really looks like, as well as what it doesn't look like. That's a really sweet episode. And we've gotten great feedback about both the Allie and the Carrie Wilkerson episode. Episode 4, we talked about money. And the guest was Danielle Roberts. She's a finance expert and an insurance and Medicare entrepreneur. Like, I'm just one step away from everybody else in healthcare, it seems, as a pharmacist, right? And she's frequently in all news and media. And I'm amazed that, like, somebody has a mission to help baby boomers transition into Medicare and then flourish in their retirement years. So she was totally a corpreneur in my eyes, because she said so many great things. One of her quotes in that episode was, sometimes you have to take a step back and remember what matters. Always hitting the next goal is not always the most important thing. I love that. In episode 5, we interviewed Tanya Dalton, and she's a friend, another author, and recognized productivity expert. We all could use a little bit of that right now. She's a best-selling author, and her book was named as one of the top 10 business books of 2019 in Fortune magazine. She's got a podcast of her own, Productivity Paradox. And yeah, she's a ball of energy and fire. She's the CEO of Inkwell Press, a multi-million dollar company providing tools that work as a catalyst in helping women do less while achieving maximum success. She said some great things too in that episode. You know, it's not about chasing busy. She said, rest is not a reward for great work. Rest is a requirement for great work to happen. Oh my gosh, Tanya, could you be any more right? Episode 6, I interviewed Dr. Valerie Rain. She's a friend of mine, a PhD psychologist, and a women's mental health expert and business consultant. And she specializes in uncovering the hidden traumas that hold people's best work, relationships, and well-being hostage. Like, that's what everybody wants, right? All of that. I want all of that, Dr. Valerie. And so she's the one that has discovered patriarchy stress disorder. And we talk about what that disorder is, the nervous system's involvement in trauma, and how we can break free from those prison guards that hold us hostage. I love her take on it. I hope one day to see all of her work in psychology textbooks. That's how it's done. One message at a time, one breakthrough at a time. In episode 7, I speak with someone that I just lovingly call the master in clarity. That's the name of her company, and her name is Dolores Hirschman. She's from Argentina, so she's an internationally recognized strategist and coach. And we talked about these great ideas and what really constitutes an idea worth sharing. What can you do with it? She said, this is now the world where everything that you thought would never be possible, it's happening. And we have permission to act without perfection right now. Nobody out there that's going to stand out in 2020 or 2021 or even later. I believe this is going to make massive impact for the next decade. Nobody needs to be in perfect mode anymore, because if they are, they're just acting, and everybody knows an actor. So listen to that episode. Episode 8, I called that Ready, Aim, Alchemize. And my guest was Brandi Bernoski. She's another doctoral level genius and someone who's a friend and someone who's a trust sister of mine. And she's the founder of Alchemy and Aim, a company that helps entrepreneurs and business owners elevate their online presence and enhance their digital experience. In other words, AKA web design. Okay. But at the very highest level that you can possibly imagine. And she really gets her geek on because she's like a scientist and programmer by nature, but now is leading this multi-million dollar company. So she gives some really great tips on if you're about to move out into your own great work and do something, or if you want to listen to me, if you are thinking of launching your first website, you don't have to necessarily do it with her because that might not be the level that you can afford right now, but she's going to give you so many tips. It's like $1 million worth of consulting information just in that episode of what to do and how to think about, you know, everybody wants to put their bio online, and that's one of the hardest things to write. You need to connect with your avatar. She's going to show you how. In episode 9, boy, that's Todd Urey again. That's the brains behind the pharmacy industry's first podcast and the business of pharmacy dedicated to healthcare professionals. I love this network, and you'll hear his story. And he's our first gentleman on the show. So that was fun. There will be more, because it's funny that since the show launched, I kind of said women and men, and that the men were the first one to jump on the chance to be on the show. So I've had all these emails from people saying, hey, I'm an author and I have this, and I think that I resonate with Corpreneur because of this. And we've looked at their bios, and man, we have a really tough screening process. So the people that are coming through on this podcast, they are all going to be held to a very high standard. We know how much they make. We know what their business models are. And I get to know them before I share them with you. A lot of these people I know personally. And now that I'm making new headway with new people that are headlong, like hearts that resonate with my heart, people that want to build and help you build your business and be a better person in the process, and then leave a legacy at the end. That's who's going to be on this podcast. People who can help you get to your next level. People who are going to help you get mentally and physically fit. People who are going to help you cut through the chase of all the noise out there in the entrepreneurial world. I've been an entrepreneur since 2002. I went through 2008. I tell you my story of loss and then gain again in 2008 in my first episode. And every one of my guests, we're not here to tell you, oh, I'm so perfect. We're here to tell you, oh my gosh, I jumped off the proverbial cliff. I flatlined, and here's how I bounced back. Here's how it wasn't quite a beep. It was like, then there was like a beep, beep. It came back after a while. It came back. Nothing's flatline. Nothing's over till it's over. And so many of my guests, like Myosia Boykin's coming up. Oh my gosh. Her beautiful, inspiring story. She had to shut one business down to start another. And then that other is the one that really made it. But her story of how she got her business started is going to just wreck your world. And if she can do it, anybody can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So I hope you love this show as much as I did. I hope that you got just a few of those nuggets and quotes that I just shared with you today. I gave you some news and some updates, and I took you on a trip down memory lane. And a couple of other things that are coming out for me is, number one, we launched a book. It's called Affluent Minds. Affluent Minds. And that's the main title. Subtitle is Core Expressions for a Rich and Wonderful Life. It's selling on Amazon and everywhere books are sold. In the link below in the show notes, we'll have our link to Amazon, and would love for you to get it over there and tell me what you think. But it's all about unraveling the stories in your head and really reconnecting to what truly makes you affluent. If you want to know what the definition is of affluence, it's not just some kind of get-rich-quick scheme. In fact, it has nothing to do with that. I believe affluence is actually our birthright, and I defined Affluent Minds as an acrostic in the book. It's kind of really a fun book. It was a creative outlet for me to write this year. But I'll just kind of give you a little closing nugget. A is for affluent. In our modern times, if we were sitting at a cafe having a conversation, and we used the descriptor of affluent to describe a mutual friend, any nearby listener would immediately assume we were speaking about someone rich. The person in question may possibly be, but the archaic definition and root of this state of mind referred to the free and abundant flow of water. Picture a stream of clear, life-giving water rushing down a mountain as ice melts in the spring. When you have an affluent mind, you act as a river, not a reservoir, allowing your highest good to flow outward in service to others. Affluence, therefore, is our inherent core state of receiving and giving. So again, Affluent Minds, Core Expressions for a Rich and Wonderful Life, is now for sale on Amazon.com, wherever books are sold, and really all across the globe. So I love that we've launched a podcast this year. My book has come out, and the book has highlighted just a bit of a program that we have coming out called Corepreneur Academy. It's part of what we call the Core Leadership Initiative. We had a retreat that we were planned for this year that I've done year over year now, and it's called the From the Core Live Retreat. It's for women to reconnect. On day one, they build their business. Day two, they balance their life. And in day three, they have VIP time with me to work on their business individually. It's a very closed door, very exclusive kind of initiative. And this year we had to cancel our meeting. So again, there's the great pivot that everybody talks about. So that's postponed, but not gone forever. We have some mini courses coming out that are going to go with the Affluent Minds book. And again, the Corepreneur Academy is this year-long elite program that people can get in and have a community of handholding while they really become who they need to be as an entrepreneur. Again, listen to my story as how I became a seven-figure entrepreneur in the first episode. You'll realize that I don't say that or take it lightly. That's not some kind of boast. And it's not easy to uphold numbers year over year. It's a constant battle, but it's a battle worthy of fighting because in the end, I'm energized for it every day. So warriors, if you're ready to go, if you're ready to don your mantle and do something great, let's go. I'll go along with you. Let me be your coach and guide, even if it's just subscribing to this podcast. And if you do, and if you like this podcast, share it with someone else. Share it with someone that you know, boy, you're pretty entrepreneurial. Have you ever thought about this? Maybe this podcast is for you. Listen, Carrie Wilkerson said in episode 3, joy is a choice. We have so many choices to make. One is feeding ourselves at least weekly, listening to some great podcasts, jumping into some great courses, and reading some great content. And renewing ourselves. I love it. I hope that this was useful for you, and I hope you had a wonderful time in this podcast. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a comment, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. If you liked this episode, please head over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the show and leave me a rating and review. If you are ready to make your move to entrepreneurial freedom and success, then take action now. Head over to my website, annarvizu.com, and get our most requested free download. Your 10-step corporate to freedom checklist is a transformational self-assessment tool that will help you visualize and create a life and business you truly deserve.
Until next time, stay centered, open, resilient, and energized.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.